In the Seder Tfilas Tanios, the Avudraham writes a stunning Chiddush regarding Asara B'Teves. Typically speaking, we know that if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, of course the Tainus Daraisa, Yom Kippur uniquely, is Doches HaShabbos, and therefore one fasts during that particular time. Not true of Tanios that are Drabanan, cases of Tisha B'Av, Shivasar B'Tamuz, but what about when it comes to Asara B'Teves? If you look, for example, in Rashi in Megillah and Daf Hei, the Meiri in Megillah and Daf Hei, the Rambam Perakei of Ochustanios, the Rambam is absolutely clear, Rashi is mafurish, that Asara B'Teves is no different than Tisha B'Av, it's no different than cases of Shivasar B'Tamuz, that if this were to fall out on Shabbos, so obviously you would not fast on the day of Shabbos itself. And yet, Avudraham writes differently. Avudraham writes, you should realize there's something unusual about the Asara B'Teves that it can fall out on Erev Shabbos, and the person is obligated to fast. And how indeed do you know that this is true, that you're fasting even going into Shabbos? Avudraham writes the following, because in principle, if Asara B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, you would fast on Shabbos itself. So obviously, if it falls out on Erev Shabbos, it's not a problem fasting into Shabbos, because you would be fasting on Shabbos. Our calendar of Avudraham writes doesn't allow for this. It can fall out on Friday, but it cannot fall out on Shabbos, but in principle. Wow, it's like Yom Kippur. How indeed do you know that Asara B'Teves is comparable to Yom HaKippurim? Well, when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Torah tells us, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh. That's a drasha the Gemara has in Yom HaDaf Pei Aleph. And Avudraham writes that the same phrase, Be'etzem HaZeh, that you find when it comes to Yom Kippur, is also true when it comes to Asara B'Teves. A posuk in Yechezkel, Perach Avdalet, posuk Beis, Samach Melech Bavel El Yerushalayim Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh. And just as Etzem HaZeh means comparable to Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur would mean fasting on Shabbos, the same is true when it comes to Shivasa B'Tamuz, no, but when it comes to Asara B'Teves. Well, such a stunning question. If you look in Beis Yosef, Tav Kuf Nun, Beis Yosef writes that Minoloiha, how does the Avudraham know all of this? That in principle, you'd be fasting even on Shabbos. How indeed do you know that that is the case? And what is so special about Asara B'Teves that it would lend itself in order to be able to suggest that that's a possibility? We sing Zmiras on Shabbos, Kieshmer Shabbos, right, penned by the Ben Ezra. There we write Yom Kippur is unique. Yom Kippur is the only tainus where if it would fall on Shabbos, you're going to fast on Shabbos itself. But this Chiddush that Avudraham writes, and what exactly is that posuk of Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh? The Rosh Sameach discusses this in Perakei of Hochus Tanios. He actually cites this Avudraham. And in that context, I mentioned in the past that the Rosh Sameach cites a Mabit in Kiryas Sefer. A Mabit in Kiryas Sefer. It's interesting that in our version of the Mabit's Kiryas Sefer, we do not have the statement, but recently there was another Ksaviat of the Mabit's Kiryas Sefer, Maduras Venencia, that has a Haggah penned by the Mabit, and that apparently the Rosh Sameach had access to. And there the Mabit writes the following Chiddush. He writes that, you know, it's an Isser to fast on Shabbos. And it may very well be, the Mabit writes, that this is something that's forbidden min HaTorah. That's a fundamental machlokas, Rishonim, whether the mitzvah's achila on Shabbos is a din daraisa, or whether it's midivrei Kabbalah. After all, the Gemara has different makoros. The Sugyan Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin quotes the posuk of Ichlu Hayom. The Sugyan Psachim Adav Kufay quotes the mitzvah Kavanan Oneg. Kavanan Oneg, oh, that which is midivrei Kabbalah. The Sugyan Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin Ichlu Hayom again is citing a posuk in Chumash in the Parsha Saman. But again, that doesn't necessarily mean Daraisa. And various deis in Rishonim. If a person fasts on Shabbos, is that a violation of a mitzvah min HaTorah? So the Mabit writes the following Chiddush. Even if one should assume that, yes, Mikra din Daraisa, one is not allowed to fast on Shabbos, that's only a tainus which is Meyes Le'etz. It means fasting for the entirety. the entirety of Shabbos. Ooh. But the Mabit writes, let's assume, for example, you're only fasting for part of. You're going to eat at night and fast during the day. That, he writes, lesman d'apolik. That is only considered to be that which is a din d'rabbanan. That's the chiddush of the Mabit. Even though, yes, the Rishonim debate whether this Sirtanis on Shabbos is d'raisa d'rabbanan, that would only be a tainis that envelops the entire day of Shabbos. Not when it comes to something which is only a mikzah sayom. That's why, for example, he writes, you can have a tainis chalom. Obviously, if you're not fasting at night, subsequently you have this terrible, terrible dream. And now, yes, that there's a tzorech, and therefore one can go ahead and fast for the balance of the day at most. That's only a din d'rabbanan. Oh, and that's the chiddush, the sugya tanya stuff. Yir aleph, that a person then has to fast another day because it was mavatel, that mitzvah voneg Shabbos, for the balance of the day. Or sameach rais, the following chiddush. If that really is true, there will be a difference between Tisha B'Av, which falls out on Shabbos, as opposed to Shivas V'Tamas, that falls out on Shabbos. Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos would mean fasting an entire day. Tisha B'Av begins at night. That would fly in the face of that which is Daraisa. Shivas V'Tamas is only a Tainas Vayom. That would be less of a problem. Less of a problem. Oh, with this in mind, he answers the following kasha. The Gemara Megillah Daf Hey tells us something stunning, that Rebbe Bikesh Lakor Tisha B'Av. No? Rebbe somehow wanted to uproot. The Gemara says, what does that mean? That what happens when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos? Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. So in that case, Rebbe Bikesh Lakor Tisha B'Av. Why? Based on the concept of Dichoy. Ho v'nidche idache. Since you can't fast, so therefore that's it. So do not fast. Oh, so, or Sameach is bothered by the following. Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. What exactly do I do? You know, I didn't check the Luach, but you know what? If Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, 3 weeks earlier, Shivas V'Tamas fell out on Shabbos, no? So whatever I did then, let me do now. No? Oh, so or Sameach writes, no. A Chiddush. That if Shivas V'Tamas falls out on Shabbos, the Tainus is only Mixa Sayom. And therefore, maybe in principle, one could fast on Shabbos, like a Tainus Chalom. And therefore, Rebbe did not apply the principle of Hov Nidche Yidoche. However, if you're talking about Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos, that would fly in the face of a Tainus Kol Hayom, then and only then, Rebbe said that Rebbe Bikesh Lakor Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, yes, but not Shivas V'Tamas. What, if you're not going to fast on Tisha B'Av, Kavachomer, you're not going to fast on Shivas V'Tamas. Tisha B'Av is more chomer than Shivas V'Tamas. The answer is that no, because Tisha B'Av involves fasting the entire day, and the Mabit says that really flies in the face of a din d'oraisa. Mashenkin, when it comes to a tanis, which is only considered to be miktsas ayom. Wow. So therefore, if that really is the case, maybe one could understand. Obviously, in order to have Yom Kippur apply when it comes to Shabbos and a Tainis, that you have to come onto a din d'oraisa with a chi of kares that is going to be doch any mitzvah sachil of Shabbos. However, that's not necessarily true when it comes to asar b'teves, because there it's only fasting day, not at night. It's not flying in the face of the din daraisa, the mitzvah sachila min ha-Torah. One could satisfy that, eating at night, even though you're not doing so during the day. The Magen Avraham writes, even the Schiddush and Ochos Rosh Hashanah, that even though yesh omrin mitzvah lihisanos, but not the entire day of Rosh Hashanah. Mitzvah lihisanos is a mikzah sayom, that was a minhag, but not fasting an entire day. So therefore, maybe one could envision then that if Asar B'Teves were to fall out on Shabbos, you know what, that yes, that after all, there is a mitzvah sachila d'rabbanan, but there is an isra achila d'rabbanan, and maybe an achinami. The halacha would be that one indeed would fast. And that's part of the drasha that Avudram has, a betzam yamazah. And then our Sameach goes a step further and says, I'll bring you a raya that indeed this is true, because there is a Gemara Erev in Daf Mem Amud Beis that raises the following. Bar Be'Bav De'Yasa De'Tanisa. A person has a private tainus. A person was makabel tainus. Minag yom shemes bo aviv, yom shemes bo rabo. You have a particular tainus of a yachid, and it comes out on Friday. So the Gemara raises the following question: that mal l'shulmei, do you stop with the onset of Shabbos, or do you fast into Shabbos? Do you fast into Shabbos? That's the dion of the Gemara. A person has a tainus yachid. So what happens if it borders? It borders on Shabbos. Or, so Sameach is bothered by the following. Why does the Gemara only raise this issue about Bar Beirav? A tainus of a yachid that happens to be on Friday. Why don't you ask a more basic question? What happens if there's a tainus tzibur on Friday? Do you end with the onset of Shabbos? Or do you fast into Shabbos? Why is the suffix of the Gemara only when it comes to a tainus yachid and not when it comes to a tainus tzibur? Or Sameach writes, he thinks that's the raya to Avul Draham. Because the only tainus tzibur that can fall out on Friday is Asara B'Teves. And there it's a Davra Pashut that you're not going to stop the tainus at the onset of Shabbos. Why is that a Davra Pashut? Oh, because if Asara B'Teves were to fall out on Shabbos, you would fast on Shabbos. So certainly if it falls out on Friday and it just encroaches slightly on Shabbos, you're not going to end the tainus prematurely. So therefore, Sameach writes, the whole suffix of the Gemara was only when it comes to a tainus yachid. Because a tainus tzibur, the only tainus tzibur on Friday is Asara B'Teves, and there is the Davra Poshut that you have to fast into Shabbos, because this tainus in principle would apply even when it comes to Shabbos itself. That, no doubt, a stunning chiddush that Or Sameach writes. Okay? So Or Sameach writes, it's based on that distinction of the mabit, a difference between a tainus which is kolayom, as opposed to a case of a tainus which is miktsasayom. But another possibility, and perhaps this really is exactly the heart of what Rav Unram says, of be'etzem hayom hazeh, perhaps is based on the following. Yilam in Chastinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Aleph, is bothered by the following problem. When a typical tainus derabanan, like Tisha B'Av, falls out on Shabbos, it's clear it's an idche. Why is that so obvious? That you don't fast on Shabbos? Why is it when Shivas B'Tammuz falls out on a Shabbos, you don't fast on Shabbos? Why is that so obvious? You'll tell me, look, I have a mitzvah sachila. I understand. But you have a mitzvah sachila, but you also have an isser achila. Why is it obvious that the mitzvah sachila, in fact, is doche? In the Minchas Chinuch writes, the question should be formulated as follows. The mitzvah sachila on Shabbos. Let's assume that is not absolute daraisa. V'ichlu hayom is an asmach de drabanan. In kavan and oneg, yeshayin unches, right? Again, midivrei kabbalah. That's what the Rambam writes in the beginning of Perek Lamed of HaShabbos. Arba dvarmin nemru b'Shabbos. Now, there are four different mitzvos on Shabbos. The Rambam writes, shnayim in HaTorah, v'shnayim midivrei sofrim, v'heim mufurashna yidei hanavim. The Rambam writes, two are midaraisa, but two, mufurashna yidei hanavim. Min HaTorah, the Rambam writes, is Zachar v'shamar. V'nisparshu al ha'yedei hanavim, the Rambam writes, Kavod va'oneg, shenema v'karas le'shabbos oneg, le'kadosh Hashem achubad. The Rambam is clear that midaraisa, you have Zachar in Shamar, Kiddush b'dvarim is daraisa, Havdalah is daraisa, according to the Rambam, and obviously, this Rav Asiyas Malach is daraisa, but that's it. Any mitzvah sachila, the Rambam writes, is midivrei kabbalah. V'hein mufurashin ayidei hanavim. Rav Soloveitchik once pointed out just a stunning comment in the formulation of the Rambam, that the Rambam doesn't refer to Suda Shabbos, Kavod, and Oneg as a takana derabanan, but the Rambam does refer to it as V'hein mufurashin ayidei hanavim. It's a pirish. That's like a fascinating deal. You know, the Rambam begins Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos telling us many of these dinim, kavod and oneg. You know, you would have thought that the Rambam would simply begin by telling you there's a pasuk in Yeshaya v'karas l'Shabbos oneg, and therefore a takanas neviim to engage in kavod and oned. The Rambam writes part of which is Suda Shabbos. The Rambam begins very differently, no? Arba dvarim nemru b'Shabbos. The Rambam chazers, no? Let's go back to what I discussed earlier. This is Malacha. In the previous parak, parak of Tess is the parak of Kiddush and Avdalah. That's how the Rambam begins. A little bit unusual, no? That the Rambam should begin in that way. Arba dvarim nemru b'Shabbos. You should be aware that there are four mitzvahs. Two of them we've discussed, and now we're about to embark on our discussion of Kavod and Oneg. And why does the Rambam refer to Kavod and Oneg as Nisparshu and Vehein Mifurashin Ayidei Hanavim? Kavod and Oneg not as Itakaned Rabbanon, but as Mifurashin, as an expansion, as an expansion. Yeah, it's an interesting Chiddush. Rav Soloveitchik suggested the following. I think there are many, many rayas. You know, if I ask you, for example, what is Kriya Samagila, what is Ner Chanukah? I will tell you it's a standalone Takana Drabana. A standalone Takana Drabana. What about Kavod and Oneg? Was that an independent Takana Drabana? It doesn't seem that way from the Rambam. The Rambam writes that Midarais Le Zachar and Shamar, and the Navi expanded. It's an expansion. It's an expansion. And therefore the Rambam begins. In what sense is it an expansion? Because when you look at the Rambam's description of Zachar and Shamor, the Rambam writes the following, Perachav Tesef El Chashabbos, the Rambam earlier, Perachav Dalef El Chashabbos, that you know what? Shabbos has to be set apart from the Yemei Hachol. Shabbos has to be a Shvisa Hanikeres. You have to bookend Shabbos. Oh, and therefore the Rambam writes the following. How is that true? How is it that Shabbos that is offset? How is Shabbos set apart from the Yemei Hachol? So you know what the Rambam writes? Well, I'll tell you this. That midaraisa, Shabbos is offset because Shomer Yom Shabbos Lakavsha. There's Nisra Asiya Samalacha. Is that it? Just B'Shev Al Taseh? No, the Rambam writes, B'Kum Vesei, there's a mitzvah Zachar. Shabbos is set apart from Yachol because there's a mitzvah of Kiddush. And the mitzvah of Kiddush, the Rambam writes, is to set Shabbos apart from. When the Rambam describes in Perach of Dalef El Chashabbos, the Dinim Drabanan of Muktza, the Rambam writes, you know why we have dinim drabana muktzah? In order to set Shabbos apart from Dimei Achol. Because if you're going to spend the entire Shabbos handling those items, the Rambam writes, bitel etam akasa b'tar l'man yanuah. Know that you're not setting Shabbos apart from Dimei Achol. You're sitting home and you're counting all your money. The Rambam writes that what you mean? That flies in the face of Zachar, Shamar, the Shabbos should be. He shvius and he cares. The raven is masid. What do you mean? That's the gzeir of muktza. Doesn't the Gemara say, "Oto muktza lav mishum hotza ninu"? That muktza is a gzeir the rabbana mishum hotza. Ah, tosos and beitz and davches. Now, why does the Rambam write this whole theology that the purpose of muktza is to set Shabbos apart? But that's so consistent with the Rambam shita in many aspects of Shabbos. That Shabbos has to be a shvius and ikeres set apart from Yemei Hachol. Therefore, very mistaber that the Rambam writes the mitzvah of Zachar is not only Kiddush, but it's even Havdalah as well. If the essence of Zachar is to be Mavdo bin Kodesh Lachol, it doesn't only apply like Orchos Chaim and others to Kiddush, but it even embraces Havdalah as well. It has to be a shvisa hanikeres. That's true idea Asiya Samalacha, and that's true idea Kavod and Oneg, that's the Chiddush of the Navi Yeshaya. That even though Midaraisa, Malacha, Kiddush Avdallah, but you know what? Yeshayin and Ches, you have to see to it that you preserve the Kedusha Sayyam on Shabbos beyond just Shamar and Zachar. And therefore, Lo Ye Dibura B'Shabbos, Kedibura B'Chol, Hilukach B'Shabbos, Kiluch B'Chol. How you conduct yourself during Shabbos has to be something which is completely set apart. And if you were asked Yeshaya Navi, what are you doing? He would say, this is not a takana, but this is an expansion of Zachar and Shamar. And that's how the Rambam begins, that Arba Dvarim Nemru B'Shabbos. You can't begin the discussion of Kavod and Oneg without a Chazara of Shamar and Zachar, because all of that is considered to be bichlal. Rav Soloveitchik went as far as to assume a kiyum daraisa of the dinim derabanan of kavod noned, because after all, that's part of the arba dvarim nemru b'Shabbos. Perhaps one could just bring the following raya. The Rambam, the very beginning of Sefer Mitzvot, Shorash Rishon, objects to Halachos Gadolos, because the Bahag counts in Taryag Mitzvot certain Mitzvot Darabanan. So the Rambam writes, how can that be? How can you argue that Taryag Mitzvot Namarosh Misinai contains Mitzvot Darabanan? Oh, that's the Rambam's question. And then the Rambam writes the following, and even if you're going to allow, okay, for certain mitzvahs drabanan, but isn't there an inconsistency? The Rambam counts Kriyas Megillah and Ner Chanukah. What about Shnios Larayas? The Rambam doesn't count. The Bahag doesn't mention Shnios Larayas, the meaning of mitzvahs. The Rambam writes, you should have another 21 mitzvahs for Shnios Larayas. Right? The Sugi Nivamas, Nefchaf Aleph. Wow. So isn't that an inconsistency in the Bahag? If you're counting Dinin Drabanan, count Dinin Drabanan. But why do you selectively count Dinin Drabanan? You count Kriya Smidin and Rechanuk, and you don't count Shnios Larayos. The Ramban writes, there's an obvious teretz, no? That Kriya Samigil and Rechanuk are standalone Takanos Drabanan. Shnios Larayos, Gzeros Siyogim, that's an expansion of Arayos on a level of Daraisa. And Erva Daraisa is Emaviv. As an expansion of Emaviv, Emimo is one of the Shnios Drabanan. That's not standalone, that's an expansion of. The Rambam's question could be answered simply based on that distinction. A Takana, maybe one could count separately, but not a Gzerah Siyag, which is an expansion of. I would argue as follows. The Rambam disagrees with the Bahag, but the Rambam agrees to that distinction of the Ramban. How do I know that that's true? That the Rambam agrees with that distinction of, I'll tell you, I think, is the following raya. Before every series of halachos, the Rambam tells you the mitzvos he's about to discuss. So the Rambam, before Hilchos Chanukah and Purim, writes, I'm about to discuss two mitzvos. Midivrei Sofrim, Kriyas HaMegillah and Chanukah, good. Take a look at the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Isurei Bia. The Rambam writes, you know what? I'm about to discuss 37 mitzvahs. You know what? But the Rambam doesn't include 21 more of Shnios Larayos. So I'll ask you that question, the Rambam. When the Rambam lists the mitzvahs before Hilchos Yisurei Bia, why doesn't the Rambam include Shnios Larayos? You know what the Rambam Poshub Shat would answer? No. That those are not independent mitzvahs. That's an expansion, that's within the 37. That's an expansion of the Arayos. And therefore, when the Rambam writes that he's about to discuss various mitzvos, the Rambam will include mitzvos drabanan if they're independent mitzvos drabanan, but not if they're mitzvos drabanan that are indeed an expansion of. I think that's an important yesod in the Prote HaMitzvah of the Rambam, the beginning of every series of halachos. Let's jump, for example, to Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam writes, I'm about to discuss several mitzvos. No? There's an Isser Malacha, Avosasach HaMalacha, good. The Rambam writes, there's an Isser of Tchumim, good. There's an essay of Shabbosa. The Rambam writes, there's a Lav Daraisa that Bezin cannot go ahead and punish, L'Savar Uesh, okay? You know what the Rambam leaves out? The Rambam leaves out Kavanah Oneg. The Rambam leaves out Kavanah Oneg. Why did the Rambam leave out Kavanah Oneg? Ooh, I'll tell you, that I think is very consistent with this Chiddush. Because just like Shnios Narayos are an expansion of Arayos Daraisa, Kavanah Oneg is an expansion of Zachar V'Shomer that the Rambam indeed counts as independent mitzvahs. So it's an expansion. It's an expansion of. So that's the Kiddush of the Rambam Shita when it comes to the mitzvahs Achilan Shabbos. It's really not Daraisa. But nonetheless, it's found in Yishayin and Ches, but I'll grant it's an expansion of Zohar and Shamar, as the Rambam writes. Okay? What about the Isser of Achila Natinus? What about the Isser Achila Natinus? So the Menachas Chinuch writes the following. That's all just pure Darabanan. That's all pure Darabanan. Just like when it comes to Kavanah Oneg, so that Yishayin and Ches, But what about the need to fast on the Tzon HaRavi, the Tzon HaChamishi? That's only a Takana Drop. That's also Midivrei Kabbalah. That's also Midivrei Kabbalah. Here we have the Tzon HaAsiri. No? Asar B'Teves. The Tzon HaAsiri. That's Zechariah Periches. So, isn't that unusual? There's a mitzvah sachila, which is found Alpi Kabbalah, but there's an Isser Achila, which is found Alpi Kabbalah. So, if any one of these Tanios should fall out on Shabbos, so isn't there a bit of a tension, like a tug of war, that there's a mitzvah sachila Medivrei Kabbalah, but there's an Isser Achila Medivrei Kabbalah? So, why is it obvious that you don't fast? Why is it obvious that you don't fast? Okay, on Yom Kippur, I understand. There's an Isra Achila Daraisa with a Chi of Kares. Okay, so you don't eat. But barring Yom Kippur, so you have a Mitzvah Sachim Medivrei Kabbalah, Kavod HaOneg, and you have an Isra Achim Medivrei Kabbalah. So why is it obvious that the Tainus becomes an Edche? What should you apply when you have that tension, that tension? When Chassinach writes a mitzvah Shin Aleph, why not apply the Gemara Erev and Afkuf, that when you have a tension of two competing factors, a mitzvah and an iser, you know what we typically argue? How do you resolve that tension? Shev al tas adif. Shev al tas adif. No? Whenever you have that tension, so sit back. Don't. Not do. Don't. The Gemara has a case, for example, the Zrika Saddam, where the dam of two Karbanos become intermingled, and now I have to do Zrika. So this is really a problem, no? That, how many Zrikas do I do? One was four, one was one, but what do you do? If I do less than four, that's Baltigra. If I do more than one, that's Baltosif. So what do you do where, in either direction you turn, you're risking Baltosif, you're risking Baltigra? You know what the Gemara says? Sheva Tasadif. Don't do anything more. Don't do anything actively. Better to violate Baltigra b'Sheval Tas than Baltosif b'Kum V'Asei. That's the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch writes, on a typical tainus that falls out on Shabbos, for us it's so obvious, a nidche. Why should it be a minche? Why should it be a nidche? Why not argue that there's a mitzvah sachi and isra achila? Both are found midivrei Kabbalah. Yishayin and ches achar yaches. So why should I argue that, you know what, that Shabbos trumps and the Tanis becomes an Ilche? Why exactly is that true? What exactly is the answer to that kasha? So the Minchas Chinuch writes the following Chiddush. And this Chiddush is already found in the Ritva. The Ritva is found in two places, Tanis Daf Chavav and Rosh Hashanah Daf Yilches. The Ritva writes this in two places. It's true. That when you look in Zechariah Ches, it's clear. You have a Tzon HaRavi, a Tzon HaChamishi, that's true. You have a Shivasu B'Tamas, you have a Tisha B'Av. But you know what? The Pasuk doesn't mention the day. The Pasuk just mentions the month. Because of the Tzaros, that the fell Klal Yisrael, you have to fast during the month of Tishrei, Tzon Gedalia, and you have to fast during Teves, and you have to fast during Tammuz, and you have to fast during Av. That's what the Navi Zechariah tells us. There's a Tzon Ravi, a Tzon HaChamishi. But you know what? It doesn't mention the day. So you know what the Ritva writes? Mefurish, Shasta Chiddush, in those two places. The choice of the day is not Midivrei Kabbalah. The choice of the day is only Drabbanan. Midivrei Kabbalah, the month. We mentioned this a week ago, no? That you see, you know, there's such chashivos, such a character to a month. Right? That's not true in a civil calendar. But in our holy calendar, no, a month is something that's so meaningful. A month is something that informs. No? The mitzvah, Sipur Etzias Mitzrayim, Yochol Merosh Chodesh. If it wasn't for Gzeiras HaKosov, I would say that any day during Nisan is a candidate for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Nisiv writes, no, because Ki B'Chodesh HaAviv Yatzasam Mitzrayim. And that's the Shita of Shimon Gamliel. Sholim V'darshim is from Rosh Chodesh Anan. And even the Chachamim that say Shloshim Yom, but even the Chachamim agree, it notches up when you come to the month of Nisan. That's what the Netziv writes in that pasuk. When it comes to a Kriya Samagila, the Yerushalmi, and Aleph, of course, the Shita Rabin Asan. You can be Yotze Kriya Samagila during the entire month of Adar. HaChodesh Asher Nepach. Well, the Gemara mentions in Chagiga, Ahavami when it comes to Korban Chagiga. BaChodesh HaShvi Tachogo Oso. Kol HaChodesh. There's a concept of Chodesh. That the Ritva writes is true when it comes to Tainis. That Midivrei Kabbalah, the choice is yours. The choice is yours. But see to it during Tammuz, during Av, during Tishrei, during Teves, that there's a Tainis commemorating Churban and the Tzaros that befell Knesset Yisrael. The choice of the particular day, that's only a din. That's only a din to Rabbanan. In fact, the Gemara mentioned earlier, Megillah Daf Hei, Rebbe Bikesh Lakor Tisha B'Av. Tosus points out, maybe it just simply means that Rebbe disagreed with the choice of the day. The choice of the day. Why are we fasting on the 9th? We should fast on the 10th? Because the Srefa Space HaMikdash really occurred on the 10th. The blaze was set on the 9th in the afternoon, but the destruction holistically was on the 10th. So therefore, that was Rebbe's Ha'ara. Why are you fasting on the 9th? Why aren't you fasting on the 10th? Meaning because that's the Tzon HaChamishi. The choice of the day is only a Din D'Rabbanan. That's a pretty important Chiddush, you know, of that Ritva. You know, sometimes you always say, it's only a Nidche. You know, it's Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. It's only a Nidche. I'm going to be Mako. No? Realize, no. Faster and during the month of Av is Midivrei Kabbalah. The choice of 9 versus 10 is a Din D'Rabbanan. But the need to fast during the Chodesh Av, in such a case, that really is considered to be Divrei Kabbalah. Oh, so the Minchas Chinuch writes, he thinks that's the answer. He thinks that's the answer to this kasha. Why is it so obvious that there's a conflict between the Tanis and Shabbos that the Tanis becomes an Idche? You know what the answer is? Because the mitzvah sachila, that's Midivrei Kabbalah. That already is Shayin and Ches. The Isra Achila is not Midivrei Kabbalah. Because the Isra Achila is just that there's a day during the month where there's an Isra Achila. But the choice of this day, that's only Din D'Rabbanan. So if, for example, Shivasa B'Tamas Hold on Shabbos, so the Mitzvah Achila is Midivrei Kabbalah, the Isra Achila on this day is only D'Rabbanan, so the Divrei Kabbalah is going to trump the Chiyuv D'Rabbanan. And that's why you nidche. And al yedei nidche, you're being mekayim the mitzvah which is midivrei kabbalah. That's the chiddush that Minchas Chinuch writes based on that distinction. And as mentioned, that distinction is mufurish in Ritva in two places. Day versus month. Day versus month. Wow. So that's something which is pretty stunning. So Rab Chaim added just the following ha'ara. So it means that, look, that if indeed it was day versus day, so then, we'd argue that Sheva Tasadir, the Tainus would prevail over the Covenant Oneg. The reason that that's not true is because day versus month is not really a contradiction. I must eat on this day, and I have to fast during this month, so why do you have to pick today? Why do you have to pick today? That choice is only Din D'Rabbanan. So therefore, it becomes an Idche. So Rav Chaim just added the following line. That's the Vudram. It's true that when you look in Zechariah Perches, the Navi stresses the character of the month. What about the day? The day is only a Din D'Rabbanan. No, but what about the Pasuk in Yechezkel, Chav Dalet Beis? Be'etzem hayom hazeh. Samach melech bavel el Yerushalayim, be'etzem hayom hazeh. Here there's another Pasuk. And that Pasuk, be'etzem hayom hazeh, is not just the month of Teves. That Pasuk already fingers a day. a day of Asarva Teves. If it's a day, it's a day, then you know what? Then this Rachila is going to prevail over the Mitzvah Sachila. The only reason not is because we have a window. That, Rav Chaim writes, is the Chiddush. Right, Dav Davud Raham Shita. That once the Pasuk tells us, Betzim Yom Hazeh, it's like Yom Kippur. Where the Tainus on Yom Kippur is not just, you know what, let's fast sometime during Tishrei. What do you mean? Be'etzem Yom Hazeh, Alitzumo Shiyom HaNeshkares. It means on this particular day. And although no doubt that Asar B'Teves, D'Rabbanan, Divrei Kabbalah, but nonetheless, here you have a Pasuk that goes out of its way in, highlights the particular day. The Menachas Chinuch doesn't link this into the Avud Raham. That's in Rechidish, that B'Shem Reb Chaim, the stencils, and the old editions with Simen and Dalet. Now that once you see this Chidish, the difference in day versus month, and maybe it's narrowed down when it comes to Asar B'Teves. So maybe on a Chinami. So if it's day versus day, how do you know that one will beat out the other? And one could argue like the Mabit in that sense, and even though maybe there is reason to argue that the mitzvah Sachilan Shabbos is more than just Divrei Kabbalah. No, that's only if you're dealing with a Tainus which is Meis Leis. Not if you're dealing with a Tainus which is considered to be Yom Enad Laila. And in such an instance, here let's assume that indeed Shevat Asadif. It's a fascinating beer regarding that Harav Davudraham. Davudraham. But some Sofer writes in his Biur Iman, the Slichus we recited this morning. That self is inspirational, no? That one should learn slichas, no? Like not just simply mumble slichas, no? That there's so much to the slichas that we recite. That there's a certain commonality between a tainus chalom, which applies even on Shabbos, and Asara B'Teves. You know, sometimes you have a tainus that commemorated what happened once, but it happened. It happened. Sometimes you have a tainus which is commemorating something that is pending, that could happen, that could happen. It has a future orientation. When a person, for example, experiences a frightening dream, you know, so he's fasting because of what Rachman al-Hassan could happen. Maybe this could come to fruition. And that is even Docha Shabbos, the Sam Sofer writes. A tainus chalom might would apply even on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos. When you're commemorating a fast where the emphasis is what happened, we lost the Beis HaMikdash. That's different from fasting on something which is a pending potential esar. So that's the chiddush that the Chassam Sofer writes, that was the significance of Asar B'Teves. It wasn't the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, but it was a time of Samach Melech Bava El Yerushalayim, that a process began, and we saw what could happen. But we have the ability to pull back and to see to it that it doesn't come to fruition. Some Sofer writes the Chiddush, right? That when you have a tainus where the direction is Lahaba, I can envision that as being such an Eis Tzara that would be Docha Shabbos. Mashen Kein, a tainus that commemorates obviously something that you have to learn from, but something that already occurred in such an instance, then not. So in real time, right, Asara B'Teves was a warning of what could happen, the Tchilas Hatzara, and in that instance, maybe it's similar in that sense too, a Tainus Chalom, but a person has to be incredibly, incredibly mindful of. But, it's hard for us to relate to Churban HaBayis. You know, we never experienced a Beis HaMikdash. And when we live in such a galus of Chesed, and the combination of those two factors, we don't know what we're missing, and what we have seems to be so incredibly good that it's very, very hard to be mitzapel Yeshua. But that's part, no doubt, of the challenge of these Tanias, to be able to recognize, as the Rambam writes, Liftoach Halavavos B'Darchei HaTshuva. It's time for introspection. The fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash means so much more. So much more has to be done in that particular way. I often mention in Parshas Vayechi that one of the themes of Vayechi is Machshava Sachet. Machshava Sachet. Now, that statement of Rabbi Akiva. That, you know, everything worked out for the best with Yosef and his brothers. No? Elokim Chashav L'Dov. But to what extent was there an element of tragic Machshava Sachet? You can take a look, a very fascinating Orachayim, right, in Parshas Vayechi, Perek Nun Pasachov, where the Rechaim discusses Machshava Sachet in the light of the Achei Yosef. They're somewhat surprising. There, the Rechaim writes the statement that Zakan Gam B'dinei Shamayim. It wasn't even what the Gemara mentions, the case of a Machshava Sachet. Machshava Sachet is a Sugi Nazar Chav Gimel in Kedushin Daf Pei Alef, where the Torah in Parshas Matos goes out of its way and tells us, Vashem Yislachla. Hashem Yislachla. Now, a woman makes a neder, and the neder was subject to a hafara, but the woman did not know that the neder was baka, and she went ahead, and she violated what she thought was a neder. And it turns out that, you know what? The neder was absolutely baka. So an actual breach of the neder, no, but yet a machshava sachet, and that's where the Torah tells us, Hashem Yislachla. Not only chet, but even attempt, even machshava sachet. Now that itself requires incredible kapara. I've often mentioned that, you know, this is Rabbi Akiva speaking, no? Ki have mata lahapsuka habibachi. When Rabbi Akiva used to come to that pasuk, machshava sachet, he would start to cry. You know why that's so unusual? Because you rarely find Rabbi Akiva crying. No? That's very unusual, no? That's very unusual. The Gemara that Yom Akos Nafchav Dalet, Rabbi Akiva witnesses a Churban Habayis, and Vahe Rabbi Akiva Mitzachek. No, that didn't evoke Bechir. Mitzachek, ooh, that already optimistically is Yischalta de Geula, a Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Aleph, that Rabbi Akiva saw the suffering of his Rebbe, Rabbi Lozman Urkanus, and the Gemara says, Vahe Rabbi Akiva Mitzachek. You know, that, the Rebbe is suffering in this world because the schar is gonos. There's Yerushalmi, Brachos Perektes. You all know, but no, Rabbi Akiva was one of the Asarur Gimalchus. And when Rabbi Akiva was put to death, he recited Kriya Shema. Yerushalmi has one word, V'gochach. Gochach means Mitzachek. Mitzachek, no? Yerushalmi, Brachos Perektes. That's quite unusual. No, that personal suffering, Asar Gemalchus, Mitzachek. Churban Habayis, Mitzachek. The suffering of his Rebbe, Mitzachek. No? Rabbi Akiva was always, you know, and here, no? Ki havi matala psuka havi bachi. That Rabbi Akiva would cry when he lained the pasuk of Hashem Yislachu. That's very unusual, no? You know, when does Rabbi Akiva laugh and when does Rabbi Akiva cry? No? A little bit unusual. I'll tell you the following. There are certain times in life, Rabbi Akiva tells us, that you recognize this is Hashgachas Hashem. And whenever that happens, that this is absolute Hashgacha, oh, Rabbi Akiva, brachas daf samach, kol da'ovid rachmana letava. We don't have to see it, we don't have to understand it, but we're convinced, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omnibenevolent. Everything is letov. Everything is letov. So, you know, you witness the Churban Habayis, you have to see that it's Yischalta Degula. You witness the suffering of Rabbi Lozman Urkanus, you see that as absolute kapara. Your life is being taken, you see that as an opportunity of Mesiras Nefesh, an opportunity of Kiddush Hashem. But there's one thing that you don't just simply say, letov, letov. No. That's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashkachas Hashem, but that's personal accountability. Personal accountability. Vashem Yislachla is not about Hashkacha. It's about you. No, did you do everything you possibly could? Maybe you erred. Maybe there was a misstep. Maybe you committed a chait. Or maybe there was even a machshava sachait. Tosus Kedush Naflamed Beis has lifni iver of machshava sachait. Maybe you caused someone else to have a machshava sachait. Imagine lifni iver of Machshava Sachet. That's not about Hashkachas Hashem. That's about us. Are we doing enough? That was not Mitzachek. That's giving up with Sukkah Havibachi. Sometimes we do the exact opposite of Rabbi Akiva, no? When it comes to areas that are Hashkachas Hashem, we cry. And when it comes to our own personal Ishtadlus and Amelus and accountability, you know what? There, we're very dismissive. Sometimes that we laugh at, no? Rabbi Akiva tells us exactly the opposite. If it's about you, you have to be so serious. Now, you're fasting today. This is real. This is about us. And sometimes you do everything you possibly can. And you witness Hashkachas Hashem. That's where you affirm that Gamza Latov and Kol Dav Rachman is considered Latava. That's clear. That's part of the legacy of Rabbi Akiva. It's important to realize when it comes to all the Tanyas. But an unusual element to the Tanyas of Asar V'Teves. The fact that falls that on Friday we fast into Shabbos and the Chiddush of Avod Ram, and if it would fall out on Shabbos, indeed it would be Doche Shabbos, because here recognize that Tzara is not really a broad window, but here, what do you mean that Samach Mothel Bevel El Yerushalayim Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh?